You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking New York Yankees with MLB.com's Yankees beat reporter Brian Hoke. Brian, the Yankees put Masahiro Tanaka on the DL this week, not with an elbow ligament issue, but with forearm and wrist issues. First of all, what exactly are the medical issues at play? Because it seems a little unusual what exactly he's dealing with here.
Yeah, anytime Brian Cashman is having a press conference in the middle of the fifth inning, it's not usually a good thing. So to roll the clock back, here's what happened. Tanaka threw his regular bullpen on Sunday to prepare for a start that was supposed to happen on Wednesday. He came in Tuesday afternoon, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, said he's feeling some soreness in his wrist. The Yankees, because they MRI everything, out of an abundance of caution, sent him to go get an MRI. They took a look at the wrist, they took a look at the forearm, they took a look at the elbow. What they found was tendonitis in the wrist, a mild strain. They're saying it's a grade 1. It might not even be that, but it is a strain in the forearm, and the elbow was completely fine. So the Yankees say, no matter who it was, whether it's Masahiro Tanaka or anybody else on the roster, they would have put him on the DL for that. But what it means for the Yankees in the short term is he's out for at least a month. The question I think you need to ask is this the first shoot or drop here? Is that the red flag everybody's been waiting for? Is it a precursor to inevitable Tommy John surgery, or can he come back and pitch through that? I think you'll know a lot more in the next 7 to 10 days. That's how long he's going to rest. At that point, he'll start trying to toss again. He's going to have to get built back up to be in the rotation. You're looking at a month. You're probably looking at early June at the best-case scenario, but they're going to try and get him through it, and it remains to be seen what the next step is going to be.
Forearm is sort of vague. I mean, I realize that that's not a complaint. They're not necessarily going to give us an exact diagnosis, but it is something that is sometimes related to elbow. And yet, they're clearly looking very closely at Tanaka's elbow. Anytime there's an issue, it would be foolish not to. So is there reason to think that this is one of those where forearm eventually means elbow, or is it just that because of the guy with elbow issues, that's naturally what people are worrying about?
It sets off a lot of red flags in my head. I think that you're right in that it's all connected, and I think to say it's just a forearm, it has nothing to do with the elbow, absolutely not. I think that's foolish. I think none of us have been inside his elbow. We don't know what he's feeling. I think, though, that they're smart in that they said, look, he probably could have continued to pitch through that. He probably could have made that start on Wednesday against Tampa Bay, but why would you take that chance? You know that everything's connected, and if there's weakness in the forearm, then all of a sudden maybe you create a problem that wasn't necessarily there in the elbow. I think that any of us who have strained a ligament or had any kind of injury, you know that continuing to walk on it, continuing to run, it just makes it worse. So what he's going to do is take that time out, 7 to 10 days, and they're going to try and get him back on the mound.
In the short term, Chase Whitley steps in. Is that expected to be what they do for the next month, or is that rotation spot in flux at all?
Yeah, I think Chase Whitley's the first guy up who's going to get the crack here. They're going to keep Adam Warren in rotation. He obviously broke camp with the team there. And so now you've got a little weakness there at the back end. You know, Whitley's fine, and he pitched pretty well against Tampa Bay in his season debut, but anything is going to be a step down from Tanaka. They've got Brian Mitchell at AAA. He's another guy who might get a crack at some point here in the very near future. But let's not forget, the light is still on for Ivan Nova and Chris Capuano even before him. So those guys are on the comeback trail. Within the next few weeks, you probably see Capuano. He's a little bit ahead of Nova. But they could be in a situation where around the first week of June or so, you're talking about all of a sudden Capuano is back, Tanaka is ready to come back, and Nova is ready to come back as well. And so, you know, that would be a nice problem to have for the Yankees. But as you know, around the league, things can pop up on the pitching department pretty quickly, and so I think to count on that would be out of line, but I think it's a possibility.
One thing the Yankees did last year in particular, aggressively and really successfully, was make a ton of in-season moves. Now, that was more about fixing an offense that needed help than a pitching staff, and maybe that's easier to do, but do you see them looking externally and looking to make those kinds of get you through to the next week, to the next month, moves with the pitching staff that they made with the lineup last year.
Yeah, you can see it, and they made one big one last year with Brandon McCarthy, who came over and they bought low, and basically they squeezed the best 2.5 months out of him. And, you know, I think a lot of people thought the Yankees should have re-signed McCarthy. It turns out maybe they dodged a bullet on that one. You know, now you're looking at him having Tommy John surgery. But I think that Brian Cashman is always open to things that will help the Yankees, make them better. I think you can say that about any GM. But he's shown the last few years there's an ability to go out and make a midseason move that will upgrade the team. And that's what he was saying earlier. In spring training, I think a lot of people were down on the Yankees. They weren't looking at this as a team that would be in first place or even anywhere near the top of the division going into May. But here they are. Cashman said what he wants to see out of this team is he wants to see them be competitive. He wants to see them hang in there long enough that he can make some tweaks in June and July and upgrade the roster for a push at a playoff spot. So I think to answer your question in a very short manner, absolutely the Yankees would be looking to make some upgrades. I think with Tanaka's situation, with CeCe Sabathia still hasn't had a win in over a year. Now you look at the back end with Warren and Whitley, even with those guys on the come and then having Nova and Capuano and probably Tanaka coming back at some point, sure, if there's a move out there to be made, I think they would entertain that thought for sure.
Is that maybe one of the ways that a team like the Yankees can still capitalize on its money? As fewer elite players hit free agency, that ability to take on a guy making $1 million here, making $3 million there, and sort of not worry about those kind of dents to the payroll. Is that maybe one area where a high-revenue, high-payroll team can still kind of take advantage of that edge?
Yeah, you've seen it in the last few years. I'm thinking of Alfonso Soriano. They got creative with the money and brought him in. Martin Prado, even more than that, they paid a lot more for him. And they really only got 2 months out of him before turning him into a Marlin. I think it is an advantage. They always say you have to go to Hal Steinbrenner. He has to say, okay, it's not a faucet that's always free-flowing. But Hal Steinbrenner has shown the ability and willingness to expand the payroll in season. I think that one other thing you want to bring up here is that the Yankee farm system, they've got some chips there. Certainly you don't want to dip into it, but they're there to be traded if necessary. We've talked a lot about Rob Refsnyder at AAA. We've talked about Aaron Judge. We've talked about Luis Severino. These are top flight prospects that teams are calling about and would certainly be interested in if you're thinking about making an even bigger splash like a guy like Cole Hamels. But for the moment, nothing of that ilk has come up yet. But it's got to be nice for Cashman to know that, look, he's got talent on the farm that people will call about and are interested in, as well as the financial resources to back it up. It's not a bad situation to be in, put it that way.
One thing that was brought up in all the conversations about Tanaka as he went on the DL was that the issue seemed to come up the first time this year that he pitched on 4 days rest. Is there any notion that when he comes back, maybe they make an adjustment and look? And I realize it's not like they pushed him hard in the first place, but any idea that maybe they adjust his schedule or how they handle him when he comes back?
It's something they've talked about. I think that going back to spring training, they were talking about trying to give every one of their pitchers extra time whenever possible. So this still happened in that situation. I tend to wonder if Tanaka taking the mound on a 35-degree day in Detroit, you know, a miserable day there, you know, that might have accelerated something more than the bullpen session, but who knows? I think that he's been handled with care since day one of spring training. Obviously, they didn't pitch him a whole lot in the spring. They kept him on a kind of limited program, certainly lighter than he had his first year. He's going to be this way unless he has the surgery and comes back and basically hits the reset button. But then you're looking at a year or more. I think that this version of Tanaka, you're going to have to handle him with care.
And then given that it's not entirely clear, I mean, we know who the fifth starter is now, but given that it's not a slam dunk, does this also presumably end for now this talk of the occasional sixth starter? Is that really not viable now that sixth starter is now their fifth starter?
Yeah, Girardi was asked about that this week, and they're not completely ruling it out, but this obviously changes the landscape a little bit. I mentioned Brian Mitchell. He's down at AAA. They've called on Whitley to bring him up. So they do have guys that they could do that with. I think this may change their willingness to do it a little bit. I think that when you start dipping into that pool and going now down to your sixth choice and your seventh choice and your eighth choice, maybe you'd take a look and a step back and say, you know what, we'd rather just have Michael Pineda or CeCe Sabathia on the mound that day. So I think that it's still in play, but they're less likely to do it now that Tanaka is out.
All right. Well, Brian Hope, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.